TLBA reveals the absence of a compact radio core in the radio intermediate quasar J2242+0334 at Z equals 5.9, by Yongki Liu et al. High-resolution imaging is crucial for exploring the origin and mechanism of radio emission in quasars, especially at high redshifts. We present 1.5 GHz Very Long Baseline Array, VLBA, images of the radio continuum emission from the radio intermediate quasar, RIQ, J2242+0334 at Z equals 5.9. This object was previously detected at both 1.5 GHz and 3 GHz with the Carl G. Jinsky Very Large Array, VLA, as a point source. However, there is no clear detection in the VLBA images at both the full resolution of 10.7 milliarcsecond, mass, times 4.5 mass, 61.7% times 26.0% and a tapered resolution of 26 mass times 21 mass, 150% times 121%. This suggests that the radio emission from the quasar is diffuse on mass scales with surface brightness fainter than the 3 sigma detection limit of 40.5 mu g beam 1 in the full resolution image. The radio emission in the RIQ J2242+0334 is likely to be wind-like, i.e., diffuse, rather than in the form of collimated jets. This is different from the previous radio detections of the most luminous quasars at Z approximately 6, which are usually dominated by compact, high-brightness temperature radio sources. Meanwhile, compared with RIQs at low redshifts, the case of J2242+0334 suggests that not all RIQs are beamed radio quiet quasars. This optically faint RIQ provides an important and unique example to investigate the radio activity in the less powerful active galactic nuclei at the earliest cosmic epoch. This was, VLBA reveals the absence of a compact radio core in the radio intermediate quasar J2242+0334 at Z equals 5.9, by Yongki Liu et al.